Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, Eagle Nation? It's AJ Brown. I'm so glad to be here, man. Guys, when I hang my cleats up, it's going to be in that uniform right there, man. I'm so blessed, man. I'm so thankful. Ready for the upcoming season, man. Go Birds.
A.J. Brown, the beginning of him talking. He's going to speak at 1:15 today. We'll carry it, of course, off the new contract he signed on the first night of the draft.
He got paid.
Highest paid receiver in the NFL.
You know, for now.
For now, obviously. You know, that's the way it always works. Justin Jefferson probably passed him, but he made a lot. And, Hugh, what'd you think of that? He said when he hangs his cleats up, he wants to hang it up in Eagle
Green. That's exciting, man. That's cool. And that puts to rest all of the rumors, the pre-draft rumors. And hopefully, I don't know. I didn't check his ex page, but did he change his picture back from Tom Brady?
I haven't looked. I would,
because, you know, see, if he did, that's telling.
Think that was part of the negotiation for the contract.
I mean, that would be telling. That would be telling if he did change it back, because then you're looking at it like, dude, you were trolling us. You were trolling us a little bit.
215-592-9494. So AJ is going to speak at 1:15 today. We'll have that live for you on the air. Listen to this. We'll get back to all your Sixers calls and, of course, your guesses for Hugh's Clues today on the Sixers and faith tonight. Do you have any hope left in the Sixers coming back in the series down 3-1? But Howie Roseman, this of all the quotes that come out of the draft stuff and the post-draft stuff, this is my favorite one. Howie talking about their mentality and where they are at this stage with this draft.
You know, we had kind of a philosophy. We wanted to have a mentality off season. We wanted to bring in people here who had a chip on our shoulder, because we felt like we had a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, not in a bad way, just in a way like, you know, we felt like, you know, we wanted to do whatever we could to put ourselves in the best possible situation for this year, because we had a bad taste in our mouth for last year, and we wanted to bring in as many people, and I say we because it starts with us. That had that kind of same feeling, and it started in free agency, bringing in the free agents that we brought in, and we were looking for people in the draft who had that. So
I'm glad he said that, because we all had that taste in our mouth, didn't we, at the end of the season? It stunk. It was terrible. I'm glad that they, because, you know, when the season ended, they're going to kind of talk big picture, and they're not going to talk about how bad they were. They're going to more spin it forward. But I'm glad that Howie had that chip on his shoulder, tried to have that kind of off season. And it's interesting to look now, Hugh, at the odds to win the NFC East. First, look at the odds. I got FanDuel up in front of me here. Odds to win the NFC East in 2024. And, Hugh, we know last year the Cowboys won it. They took over at the end. They won the division. I thought by the end they were a better team than the Eagles. The Eagles, they stunk at the end. Right now, post-draft, post-free agency, the odds say it's dead even, Hugh. The Cowboys at plus 120, Eagles at plus 120 right now to win the NFC East. Should the Eagles be the favorite?
I think so. I think the only thing that's holding us back and keeping us from being a favorite is that there's a huge question mark about our quarterback, because a lot of people felt like he took a step back last year. Mm-hmm. He didn't play well towards the end. So they're looking at that, and that's probably what's not putting us over the top. I like this young defense, Joe. And I know I told you yesterday that I feel like there's going to at least be 7, maybe 8 new starters. Defensively?
Could be. If they get all these young kids on the field.
Yeah, if they get the young kids on the field, man. And I feel like the biggest thing that's going to help our defense mature is the fact that our offense is going to be so prolific. I really do feel that way. Everything that we talked about that, you know, you felt like, I know we talked earlier, you was talking about, I don't think that they're in a Super Bowl window. I think that what Howie did in this draft, he put this team in contention, and he also drafted for the future. And he also got draft picks for the future when you talk about some of the trades that he's done.
Three for next year.
I think the Eagles are in good space, man. And what he did, he kicked the can down the road with the receivers so that they'll be here at least 3 to 4 more years.
What I'm wondering is, why aren't they the favorite? Are we missing something?
Because of the quarterback.
All right, well, maybe that's it. Because like when I checked this after the draft, I expected the Eagles to be the favorite. They've had the better offseason. Dallas has lost players, haven't added anything. They really didn't have a big draft. The running back they wanted, they telegraphed, and the Panthers took up and traded ahead of them. They brought back Zeke Elliott. Like, am I missing something? Are we missing something here? Because my instinct was, well, the Eagles probably overtook the Cowboys as the favorite in the NFC. That was my first instinct. But the odds are they're even. Maybe it is the quarterback thing. Maybe it is just Jalen Hurts. I mean, Dak played better than him last year.
Yeah, he did. He did. But I look at it like this. I feel like there was growth in Jalen Hurts last year, especially early in the season where he was throwing deep balls down the field and him and A.J. Brown were setting NFL historic records. Somewhere along the line with this offense, it got stagnant. It did not evolve. And I think that's where it has to get better. It has to get better, and I think it will. I think with Coach Moore here, Coach Goober, that they're going to be in a position where this offense is going to evolve. You're probably going to see a lot more motion, and it's going to be on Jalen. I think that the underlying thing with Jalen is this. A lot of people feel like the reason why this offense didn't do a whole lot of motion and all this other good stuff is because they feel like Jalen couldn't do that. So Jalen has to go out and prove that he can.
Well, they need it because they were too predictable on offense.
Yeah, that's the biggest – like, Joe, that's the thing that nobody's talking about. It's been that undertone or that undercurrent of conversation being had. How willing is Jalen to evolve and be comfortable, or is he comfortable with that stuff?
So,
and we don't know.
To your point on the quarterback, as I just look, I'm very quickly scrolling through this. You can make a good case that the best or most consistent quarterback in each division is their team's favored to win the division right now. Josh Allen's favorite to win the East. C.J. Stroud's favorite to win the South. Lamar Jackson, who has just been on the field more than Burrow, even though I'd rather have Burrow if I had to win a game, they're favored. Mahomes, clearly the favorite. It's even in the NFC East. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons, the favorite in the South. Goff, the favorite in the North. And Purdy, probably the best with the best offense in the NFC West. They're favored. It probably does come back to Jalen Hurts. I'll say this about the Cowboys thing, because I know people are looking like, oh, Eagles are definitely the favorite. They should be. Well, they're not. I mean, the odds say it's even. The Cowboys, Kyle, are way more predictable than the Eagles. That's the one thing that you look at the last 3 years. The Cowboys have won 12, 12, 12. The Eagles have won 9, 14, 11. They're a little bit less predictable. Like, you could paint a case with the Eagles win 13 games this year. Like, they're really good. It all clicks. I could also see defense struggles. Jalen's kind of what he was last year, and they win 10.
I think the word to describe it is, or the phrase to describe it is, the Cowboys have a higher floor than the Eagles do, which, like, I get, but I don't know how you can't jump on that plus 120 right now.
Like,
you hear that idiot down in Dallas talking about it. What is it? He's telegraphing his entire draft board.
It's amazing.
Says he's all in, and then forgot that they didn't have money.
And then signs Zeke. Like,
yeah. I mean, what are they doing down there? And they have all the makings of a team that could be a complete dumpster fire. Like, they franchise tag.
It feels like it's trending in that direction.
They franchise tag Parsons, and you know how that goes sometimes. They still have to pay Dak Prescott. Yeah, I don't know how he's feeling about that. And CeeDee Lamb, I don't think he showed up to any Dallas, you know, camp activities yet. So I think Dallas has the makings of a team that can totally fall apart this year. I mean, I don't know how you can't jump on that plus 120.
215-592-9494. We'll throw this in the mix as well. Should the Eagles be the favorite in the NFCs? They're not right now. It's even with the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys plus 120, Eagles 120. And, of course, we have a lot of Sixers to discuss. Do you still have hope for tonight? Hugh does. Hugh still believes.
I believe, man.
Hugh believes. It's harder for the rest of us. There it is.
Yes, with all of my heart, that they're going to pull this out tonight.
Now let me ask
We're coming back to Philly, and it's going to be different this time.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, that might be true.
Let me ask you a question about your belief, okay? So are you going to hold your belief all game, or if they're down 10 in the second and they're like, they're looking lethargic, you still going
to
believe?
It's probably going to waver a little bit.
Okay.
It's probably going to waver. I'll probably have to take a couple gummies to make me calm down a little bit. But
and the lavender.
And the lavender. Kyle can't stand the lavender. But I'm going to ride it all the way to the end. going to ride it all until the rotund individual sings.
And hopefully she doesn't sing or he doesn't sing tonight. Let's go to the Justin, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. OG OG. Is that what I'm seeing here? This is double OG. Double OG and only. What's up, double OG?
Absolutely. How y'all doing today?
So what does OG OG mean? Are you the original OG that calls WIP?
No. I'm a new guy. I'm about to be a regular.
So you're a new OG.
Maybe not, depending on if y'all like what I say.
All right. Well, let's go ahead. The floor is yours, OG.
Absolutely. Now, Hugh.
Yes.
Big fella. You my dog, man. But
you know it usually goes downhill after they say that.
Yeah, you absolutely know it's going directly down when somebody says that. Brother, how can you be so unfair to Joel Embiid? I'm just curious.
How am I being unfair? First.
Okay, you saying that he's making excuses, right?
You don't feel like that's an excuse?
So playing a basketball game with half a face is excuse me.
Can I just tell you how I view things as a former professional athlete that has had injuries and has played through injuries? Can I tell you what my mentality is? And then you can critique me. I always felt that number one, I played a game that I loved to play since I was growing up. And I also felt that whenever I walked out there on the field, regardless to how my body felt or what ailment I was dealing with, that when I decided to put that helmet on and walk out on that field, I lost all those excuses.
Because, well, is you Douglas okay? Yeah, I guess.
No, because the people that are watching me play, the people that have paid money to watch me play, they're not trying to hear about me and my significant other, you know, having issues at the crib and she's not doing this, that, or the third, or we're not getting along, or nobody's trying to hear about my shoulder hurting all week long. There was a time where, before I left Philadelphia, that I didn't practice. I got hurt like the fifth game of the season. And from that point on, I didn't practice at all during the week. And I went out there and played every Sunday. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. I didn't have an excuse. The fact that I didn't practice, I made sure I did everything that I needed to do to be prepared to play. So that's why I feel the way that I do. It's not like I'm being hard on Joel Embiid. That's just my mentality.
I understand. So was this his report out of his mouth, or was this a report from somebody else?
He said he made an excuse about rebounding. That's what he said. Joe played a cut this morning. I don't know if you heard it or not, where he went through a whole – he gave a masterclass on why it's hard to rebound at times. And, again, as a guy that has played – the game at the highest level. When I heard that, the first thing that came to mind to me is, as a layman, as a guy, Joel Embiid has forgotten more basketball than I know, and I give him that. But as a guy that has played professional sports, listening to that, I was listening to how fans probably hear that. And most fans, you're talking over their head when you're talking about stuff like that, especially when I'm watching the game and there was a sequence in that game. And I think you remember where the Knicks got like 6 or 7 rebounds back to back. It was on their side of the court, and everybody kind of stood around. They got second-chance shots, third-chance shots, and all the other stuff. As a layman.
You mean the guy with the one knee and the half of face?
No, but what I'm saying, but what I'm trying to say, Justin, is this. As a layman, when I see that, and I see the effort that they're giving, and I understand Joel Embiid's dealing with a lot, and the effort that he's not, as a fan, I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to see that. I don't feel like that's an excuse. I feel like if you're out there, then you have to play hard. That's all I'm saying.
So, Justin, let me ask you, what are we supposed to say about Joel Embiid when he doesn't play well in the fourth quarter? Like nothing because he's trying to play through stuff?
Absolutely. Same thing y'all did for Trey Turner. You gave him a standing ovation.
Well, hold on.
When he was out there hitting 0 for 67.
Well,
if
I had a magic wand, I could undo this contract.
I tried to get him out of here.
I would
do it.
Okay? So not me. I don't make excuses for any athlete. If they don't play well, I say it. So, but I don't understand, like, but every postseason he's hurt. So, like, we can't judge his career then.
No, not every postseason he was hurt. We're not going to do that. The one that he lost to Kawhi Leonard, that was about a lucky shot. We're not going to do that. And then you give up Jimmy Butler, but you keep Tobias Harris.
All right, so, I just want to go on your timeline. So you said I can judge him in what happened against Kawhi that year?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
You can't. I mean, he lost.
He shot 33% in Game 7.
Just don't judge him.
He did. He also was playing a former Defensive Player of the Year. It's not an excuse. That's his matchup.
Kind of sound like one. A little bit, real talk.
Justin, you're never going to win a championship unless you got to play other great players. It's the NBA. The only way to win it is you got to defeat all the other great players every year.
Absolutely. But he also elevated people. Ben Simmons is done now. When he was here, he was an all-star. He built him up. James Harden. He was an all-star.
Well, no. He didn't build up James Harden. James Harden was an MVP before he got here.
He didn't exactly build him up, but what I'm saying is his level of play didn't really drop off, and he elevated in some games, too. And he elevated his game in a certain way. Now he's shooting mid-range shots. James Harden never used to shoot mid-range shots. Now he's shooting them.
Justin, that's how come the Sixers don't win more games in the playoffs with Joel Embiid?
Now, Nick Nurse, now we're going to go by chronological order, okay? Now, he has some horrible coaches, too. That comes into play. Now, Nick Nurse, I like him. He need to give K.J. Martin some more minutes, but I like him.
I do, too. And I like your phone call. I like this OG. OG, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, OG, but I think
he may have filled out Joel Embiid excuse bingo,
no,
too.
No, I'm just saying, dog, I don't understand. Like, I'm assuming, OG, that you're younger. I don't think that people really realize what excuses are. Like,
so people use reasons and they don't realize they're just making excuses.
Like, because when OG made the example of playing against Kawhi Leonard and being the defensive player of the year, you know what immediately I thought about? That's just like me saying, we didn't win the NFC Championship against the St. Louis Rams because Orlando Pace was a Hall of Famer. Like you see what I'm saying?
It's the same thing.
It's like that's what I hear. And I understand that people look at that differently, but I'm never going to see it like that. And I'm sorry. If you feel that excuse is valid for the reason why we're where we are, then I don't know what to say to you. I mean, I don't know. I don't like, and I'm not trying to like not talking about OG in particular, but I don't understand what your standard is.
See, my disconnect is we speak out of two sides of our mouth. We say he's the best player, and then we make excuses to why his team's not winning.
Well, he didn't have this, or he had bad coaching. Do you know the Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl with a coach who, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't coached another football team since he coached?
Billick, yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, he never got a job again.
I mean, think about that. Think about the – it was funny. I was watching watching some Instagram video, and Warren Sapp was talking about the year that they won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. And I think at the time, who was it? Cam Newton was talking about how Brad Johnson was a game manager. And Sapp got mad. He was like, don't talk about my quarterback like that. They won a Super Bowl with a journeyman quarterback. Like, so when you say stuff like that and how hard – listen, I understand more so than anybody else how hard it is to make it to a championship game. But I feel like at some point when you have a common denominator, and I believe in Joel Embiid, but when you have that common denominator in him and you keep having the same old outcome, then you kind of lose excuses at some point. Remember Kobe Bryant? What was the knock on Kobe? Oh, he couldn't win without Shaq. Remember that? Remember when that used to be a thing?
They had about two or three tough years. Shaq left, and then before they got Pau Gasol.
Remember that used to be a thing?
It was a thing. It was.
That was a thing, and Kobe used to hear that all the time.
Then he won two. Two more.
Come on, man. So that's – I guess that's the era that I grew up in. You know what I mean? Because I remember listening to people talk about Kobe and talk about where he can't win without Shaq. And to my recollection, I probably have to ask Ike this. I don't ever remember – Kobe making excuses about why he didn't win.
Well, he was wired different.
Definitely wired different. So that's what I'm getting at. So when I hear this, and like I said, what you're saying is valid, but at the end of the day, it's still an excuse.
Yeah, and it comes back to hope and faith tonight. And look, Joel Embiid is a great player. I don't think anyone with a brain would ever say he's not a tremendous basketball player. He's super skilled. He won an MVP. He's going to the Hall of Fame one day. Part of the reason I struggle to have the faith tonight is he hasn't played great in the fourth quarter. It feels like he's out of gas, and you could say, Joe, you're making an excuse. But that's what my eyes are telling me. He's out of gas. Now, is it because the surgery? I don't know. I mean, he looks like he's got nothing left in the fourth quarter. And to come back and win the series, he needs to play well in the fourth quarter. You could tell me all the Tobias Harris and Buddy Hield and, you know, the bench player that hasn't gotten the series stuff you want. If they're going to win tonight and win in game six and win game seven, he's got to be really good in the fourth quarter. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's Will.
Going on, man? Hey, man, listen. I'm speaking facts, not feelings, right? Now, I want y'all to really listen to what I'm saying and understand, visualize what I'm saying. For the last 10 years, you had one of the greatest centers, probably top five in the league, right? Why are they never built around this guy? Why they only got one up-and-coming star around him? Why is it that, like, everybody that's in the championship right now got at least two to three superstars playing on their team? You know what I'm saying? And this coach right here, I believe this is the setup. See, you got to be careful what you ask for. Because when we get rid of Embiid, which this stupid knucklehead of an owner may do, then what? Then we're going to really be the next 20 years trying to get a championship. Because what I really think he's trying to do is he's going to shop Embiid and wind up getting LeBron and bringing his son in. And then, see, he all for the money. That's what this is all going to be about in a minute. So when we do get rid of Embiid, I don't want everybody, we should have kept him, And then when he go to L.A., if they trade him there and win a championship, then you will see. But one last thing. Mm-hmm. The key to beating these guys tonight is, it's simple. Double team the ball and let all the other players win the game.
Well, so, Will, they did that a lot in game one and two. They smothered Brunson, and Hart beat them in one and two. Now, I think as the series goes on, Hart has shot it worse, right? He's not going to keep shooting the way he was.
Right.
I think your plan, I would rather let Hart shoot and get the ball out of Brunson's hands because Brunson feels like he's heating up right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Will, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What's your guess?
Oh, man, hold on real quick. One question. Is he a one-man show or do we share it with somebody?
No, it wasn't a one-man show.
How about
my man Red Fox?
Red Fox.
Yeah, you went way back with
did.
That one.
Well, nah, that's not it, but I like
that's
the guess.
That's a good
there.
Guess, though.
Well, we got another clue coming up in a few minutes. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, how are we doing today, buddy?
We're in such a conundrum here with people talking about trading Joel or not trading Joel. I don't, honestly don't want them to trade him, but the main reason is because if they do, does anybody trust them to get, the right players in here for, you know, for trading him?
No.
Like, I don't want to start all over again. Just please find somebody that can play with him other than Maxey.
Well, I think we all agree, whether or not however we want to divvy up blame, they need a better third player than Tobias Harris. I mean, anyone, that's obvious.
I have zero faith.
Well, one of our callers really did. You didn't say about trading Joel. Talking about that today. People are just expressing themselves, Hugh.
Talking
about y'all talk crazy.
Well, what I'm getting at is it's not that I don't have faith in Joel. I just don't have faith in the organization that put us in this position where we have to have Joel and Maxey play great games because the other guys are basically stiff. They're just nothing. So maybe Joel rests a little bit more in the first half, so he's a little bit more fresher in the second half. I don't know, but I don't have any faith. Like I said the other day, I'm ambivalent. Like
Jeff, I look at it like this.
I hate that feeling. Especially
before a big game. Like you want to have faith, you want to have hope, but it's hard. Yeah. I mean, the Sixers make it hard. Jeff, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues.
I'm gonna say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Well, that's a good guess. And it's Jerry's birthday today, by the way, 70 years old. Jeff, we appreciate it. That is not it. We'll get another clue coming up here for Hughes Clues. And we got Howard Eskin on the other side, along with your phone calls. And Howard apparently has a special announcement. He told us yesterday he has a special announcement he wants to share on the air with us today. That's coming up next. Your phone calls. Do you have any faith in the Sixers tonight? Faith in Joel and get in on the Eagles. Should they be the favorites in the NFCs? Right now, FanDuel has it even. +120 Cowboys-Eagles to win the division. We'll discuss it all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is the absolute worst time of the year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do the outdoor stuff that you love to do, like hiking, jogging, biking, playing on the beach, etc. If you're tired of achy joints, call QC Kinetics before you agree to surgery or steroids. and harmful medications. That's what tens of thousands of real-life patients around the country did, like Abby. Abby, who was in a constant back pain situation with nonstop rounds of painkillers, steroids, ice packs, and gravity chairs, exhausted every means of getting relief. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.